Hello. Thank you for calling MTS.
Hello.
On the recorded line. Hi, my name is
Hi,
Alan.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Good.
All right. Give me just one moment. Am I speaking with, is it Siani?
Siani, yes it is.
Okay, it's regarding the Depo-Provera lawsuit. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I do want to remind you again, the call is on a recorded line. Now, for the following questions, if you could please answer with a simple yes or a simple no. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm to your answer that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm, or signed documents with another law firm?
What did you just ask me? I'm so sorry.
Are you willing to affirm to your answer that you have not sought legal representation?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And you're filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Okay. And what was the date of your diagnosis? Your diagnosis.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You kind of broke up. I'm so sorry.
No, it's not a problem. What was the date of your diagnosis?
August 8th, 2023.
Okay. So I have, so 8/8/2023, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma CT scan, MRI, or was it both?
I got an MRI and a blood test and a biopsy.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
February 8th, 1997.
All right, I have 2/8/1997, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, thank you. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera?
I do not.
Okay. All right, now for the following question, if you could please answer with a simple yes or no. Did you consume or / use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Now for this question, it's asking, which injectable did you use? Was it Depo-Provera, Depo sub-Q Provera, or generic medroxyprogesterone acetate? Was it just the Depo Provera?
I used Depo Provera.
Okay. And did you or loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? That means it's asking if you used generic version or did you just use the name brand?
I just used the name brand. I never used the generic version.
Okay, and now for the following question, if you could answer with a simple yes or no, did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay, within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, now did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes, I started using it October 18th, and I stopped using it in January 2023.
Okay, give me 1 second. All right. So you started using it 10, 2018?
October 18th, yes.
Okay, and what year is that?
I started using it October 18th, 2018.
Gotcha. Okay. So I have 10/18/2018 for the start date,
mm-hmm.
and you stopped using it in 1/1/2023. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Give me 1 moment, please. Okay. Now, can you kindly confirm your gender for me, please?
My gender?
Yes, it's for verification purposes.
I'm a female.
Thank you so much. All right. Now, can you kindly spell out your first name, please?
S-I-A-N-I.
Okay. And last name?
Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Okay. So for the first name, I have S-I-A-N-I. And is that pronounced Siani?
Siani.
Siani. Okay. And then last name is Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Is that correct?
Yes, Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Okay. And for security purposes, your social?
201-769-638.
All right. Give me one moment. Okay. I have 201-769-638. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then for the email I have here, I have SianiJones97@iCloud.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And then for the phone number, I have 302-563-0206.
Yes.
And this is a mobile phone number?
Yes, this is my cell phone.
Okay. And for contact preferences, phone is okay?
Yes, that's perfectly okay.
All right. And then for the best time of day for the attorneys to get in contact with you, is it morning, afternoons, or evenings?
It doesn't really matter.
Okay. Would you like me to put mornings or?
Yes, we can put mornings.
Mornings. Okay. And then what's the primary address?
My address is 703 Melvin Court, Townsend, Delaware, 19734.
All right, so I have 703, that's Melvin Court, Townsend, Delaware, 19734.
Yes.
Okay, and is there any unit number or suite number or
no
number? Okay. All right, and what's the name of the diagnosing doctor? The doctor that diagnosed you?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Siani?
Hello, hi.
Hi, Siani, can you hear me?
Yes, we're going in and out. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't know what's going on, but can you hear me fine now?
I can hear you fine. You cleared up.
Okay. And then what's the name of the diagnosing doctor?
Dr. Gregory Holmes.
And what's the name of the hospital or the clinic?
The hospital that I went to was Christiana Hospital.
Okay. All right. Is it Gregory? Okay. So Dr. Gregory Holmes, MD, and that's spelled H-O-L-M-E-S, Holmes, Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Is that correct? Dr.
Yes, he's
Gregory
the doctor
Holmes.
That prescribed it.
Yes. Oh, and he's also the same doctor that prescribed it?
No, he's the doctor that prescribed it, and my designated doctor was Matthew Epney.
Okay. So the prescribing doctor is Dr. Gregory Holmes, and then for
yes.
The treating doctor, you said, who is the treating doctor?
Dr. Matthew Epney.
Okay, Dr. Matthew. Is that E-P-N-Y, Epney?
It's E-P-P-L-E-Y.
Oh, Epley. Okay, Dr. Matthew Epley at Newark, Delaware, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and give me one moment, please. And that's also Christian Care?
Yes.
Christian, okay. And it's called Christian Hospital, correct?
Christiana.
Oh, Christiana. Oh, I see. I apologize. Christiana Hospital. And that's in Delaware. Okay. And is it the 4755 Ogletown, Stanton?
Oakentown, 19718.
Okay, perfect. And that's the same office for Dr. Gregory Holmes as well, correct? For the prescribing facility?
No. His designation is 100 South Main Street, Suite 207, Smyrna, Delaware, 19977.
Okay, and 100. And what's the
South
name of that?
South Main Street.
100 South Main Street. And that's, did you say Wilmington, Delaware? Or Smyrna?
Smyrna.
Smyrna, okay. I see. Okay, so it's 100 South Main Street, Smyrna,
mm-hmm.
Delaware, 19977. I see.
Mm-hmm. Suite 207.
Ah, perfect. Okay, I got the right person here. Give me 1 second, please. The name of his facility that he works under, is it just called Gregory A. Holmes, MD? Or is it also Christiana Care Smyrna?
It's Christiana Care Smyrna.
Smyrna, okay. All right. I see it as a Christiana Care Smyrna family practice. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then Dr. Matthews, that one. Okay. And then for the person that diagnosed you with the meningioma, was it Dr. Matthew as well, or is it a different doctor?
Dr. Gregory Holmes.
It's Dr. Gregory. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Give me one moment, please. All right. Thank you so much for your patience. Okay, so the other question I have is, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No.
Okay. And then for pharmacy, is it going to be the same, the Christiana Care Smyrna?
No, the pharmacy name is Walgreens. Do you need the address to that?
I do. Give me one moment, please. You said it's Walgreens. Yes. Okay, go ahead. Walgreens.
It's 5999 Summit Bridge Road, Townsend, Delaware, 19734.
Bridge Road, Townsend, Delaware. Okay, I have 5999 Summit Bridge Road, Townsend, Delaware, 19734.
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment, please. All right. And that's going to be Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And their phone number I have is 302-696-1002. Okay. And for medical notes, did you want to add any additional medical notes for the attorneys or not at the moment?
No.
Okay. All right. And for the following question, do you have copies of the medical records or are you able to obtain them?
Yes.
Okay. And can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically or both?
Both.
All right. Now, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Now, typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we are unable to reach you for an extended period. Now, this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. The emergency
mm-hmm.
contact, do you live with this person or do you not live with this person?
I live with this person.
Okay. What's the name of the contact?
Tamir.
And how do I spell that?
T-Y-M-E-E-R.
Okay. And last name?
Workman. W-O-R-K-M-A-N.
Okay. And what's the phone number?
302-563-7095.
All right. So I have Tamir Workman. That's spelled T-Y-M-E-E-R, W-O-R-K-M-A-N. Phone number
mm-hmm.
is 302-563-7095.
Yeah.
Okay. And the relationship to this person?
He's my partner.
Okay, partner. All right. And then for the email, did you want me to use the same email or do you want me to put a different email?
Same email.
The same
Fine.
Email. Okay. All right. Give me 1 second, please. All right, we're pretty much almost done here. Let me just submit that. Okay, give me one moment. And you're going to receive a text message and an email of the paperwork. And I'm going to walk you through that.
Mm-hmm.
It's fairly simple.
Mm-hmm.
Just 1 second. All right, Siani, let's see. Also, I've never, you're the first person that I've ever spoken to that with the name Siani. That's a really beautiful name. I just wanted to put it out there.
thank you.
And the way that it's spelled too, it's very clever.
thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, let's see here. All right, I'm just waiting for the system to load. Okay,
mm-hmm.
There we go. All right. Okay, Siani, I'm just going to confirm a few things. And then you can answer after. I just want to confirm the name of spelling is correct. It's SianiJones. And then I have here that 703 Melvin Court, Townsend, Delaware, 19734.
Yes, 19734, yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. And then telephone number 302-563, that's 0206.
Yes.
And then I have Siani Jones, that's spelled SianiJones, 97@icloud.com.
Yes.
Your date of birth is 2/8/1997.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the social I have is 201-76-96-38.
38, yes, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and submit this and send you the forms now. You're going to be receiving a text message as well as an email. They're going to be the same exact thing. Go ahead and it's DocuSign. You've done DocuSign before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're just going to follow the steps. Some of the parts is going to prompt you to draw your signatures, and the others it's going to prompt you to draw your initials on some of the fields. But when you click that, it's going to ask you to continue and then begin by pressing yellow start button. And then you're just going to have to follow the steps. And if you're lost, I'm right here. You can ask me questions.
Okay. I'm signing it now.
Okay. And while you're doing that, I'm going to send you a text message of my contact information as well.
Initial signature. Okay, I'm finished. Should I push finish?
Yes, click finish once you're completely done with it. And then I'm going to check it right now to make sure it's correct. Give me 1 second. All right. Okay. All right. Excellent. Okay. Well, I just want to say, I'm going to send this to you right now, actually, while I do the last part here. I just want to say thank you so much for your time, Siani. And so right now, within the next 24 to 48 hours, please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys representing you coming from a 909 mm-hmm. number. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to call or text me from the number that I just sent the text message through. I'm available
mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Daytime. And that's pretty much it. If the attorney, within the next 24 to 48 hours, if the attorney is not able to get a hold of you, I'll be calling you as well to transfer you over to them so that they can begin your case, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Happy holidays.
You too.
Thank you.